Different people bring out different aspects of one's personality. Hi, this is your host, Maria Khan. Welcome to Embrace Our Personality. So today I am back with an exciting episode, and today's episode will be revolving around how teenagers and adults differs, how their personality differs, and all about that. So for this episode to proceed, I would like to introduce my really special guest. We have, in today's show, we don't have one guest, but we have three guests on our show. So, hi everybody. Welcome Tabi, Ishal and Minal. Hope you are doing well.
Hello.
Hi Maria, thank you so much for having us on your show.
How are you?
I am doing great.
That's good.
So, I would like to start with Minal. So, Minal, how would you describe yourself in few words?
As you all already know my name, my name is Minal and I'm 14 years old. And I am shy-like person, like I don't get into gatherings easily. I avoid public gatherings and all. And I also avoid going on public places because I don't enjoy that situation. I'm a myself person, like I enjoy my company. And I'm a bookworm. I like to read books. It can be any type of book. I'll just read it. And I just want me to understand myself. And I just want that main bas apne andar hi rahun aur kisi aur se interact na karun.
Great, Minal, and I would relate to your part, me time. I really want me time. That matters a lot for me. So yeah, Ishal, what do you have to say about yourself?
My name is Ishal Basit and I am 15 years old. I cannot relate to you. Because I am not a shy person, I am a really confident person. I can interact with people. I can say I can easily mingle with the strangers because mujhe bas koi bhi mile, main bas aaram se uske saath bas shuru ho jati hoon.
Great, that's amazing. I'm actually amazed. So, Tabir, what do you have to say about yourself?
Well, my name is Tabir. I'm 23 and I'm married. And I can somehow relate to Ishal. You know, I feel like it's a Christian cross over here. So, I can relate to her. I'm a very energetic person. I am a very outspoken and amazing kind of... I'm an entertainer, I would say, altogether. But I have another quality that is compromising. I'm a very compromising person as well. I will adjust my self according to a situation. So, you know, I'm not going to demand. I'm actually ready to give rather than demanding.
So what does that cost you? Does that kind of personality cost you? Because being compromising with every situation is really not... I would say I was that person, but I'm not that anymore. So what do you think about it?
It actually matters. What matters is that first I was very childish. After marriage, I believe I've been more compromising, and it kills you in simple words. But I even feel happy in to go in a compromising situation. I am nobody's forcing me to go into that situation, but in the end of the day, I feel the pressure of people coming on to me as well. So it is you're stuck into something. You just cannot come out of the situation or go into the situation, and you are being compromising. So it is very confusing, I would say.
You know, now people would be, if you won't be compromising, they would expect you to be. And that's kind of too embarrassing if you're not meeting their expectations.
Exactly, this is what I'm saying. When people expect a lot from you, then you get the pressure in your brain. I mean, why are they expecting from me? You don't figure out the thing that you were the first person to bring them into the situation that bhai, expect from me. You were yelling, you were shouting out loud, expect from me. And when they do, you're like, why are they expecting from me? And you feel the pressure. So this is a very, very difficult compromising situation. Is very difficult for one person to handle. Not a lot of people can handle it. Very few I know who can handle it. Some would outburst. Some would, panic or something. So, yeah, I guess this is very, very difficult kind of a situation. Maria, actually, I would love to know your personality. As you said, you're not compromising anymore. I want to know what you are now.
So honestly, when someone asks me to introduce, I'm like, what? Like, you know me, okay? Like, why do I have to go through this? But so, yeah, my name is Maria Khan and my age is 21. And I'm currently studying in Ziauddin Commerce of Media Science. And it has been just 1 year of entering into a media school. But I think my personality has been changed. Like, now I have got into many things that I couldn't imagine myself there. But I just feel like that this was my thing, and my creativity part was so eliminated doing my A-levels, doing the serious subjects like maths and this all. It was such a hectic. But now I love to explore things. I love to know about different things, research and all this. So yeah, I am completely different person. I said I am I'm not extrovert, I'm not social, but I have been not the person I was. Like, I want to be in my comfort zone, yet I want to explore things as well. So yeah, so moving forward, what I planned for this episode was actually so that we could actually create an analogy between adults and teenagers and how they perceive things and what do they think about these things, because surely things would be different. What Ishal would think, what Minal would think, as they don't have they are teenagers, and it's just 1 year, right? Yes. The 1 year of difference in your ages. So what they think and what me and Tabi would think would be different. Like, let's figure out, is it just a practicality ka farak ki we are more practical and they are in their teens, and ya phir kuch aur bhi hain cheeze which are different. So I would just like not rant about this and move forward to the words that I would give you. It can be words and it can be scenarios as well. So what do you think about friendship? What does friendship means to you? Minal, I would ask you to start with it.
Okay, so friendship, what I feel like friendship's meaning is actually how friendship with each other, how they spend time with each other. But in my dictionary, friendship is like you got to get an understanding. Like, you have to just interact with each other. And I'm like a person that if someone is into me, then I also get into him or her. And I just feel ke agar koi mujhse baat karna cha raha hai, then I also want to talk to him or her, because it's like that ke there are many conflicts in friendship and that, but I feel ke agar koi understand kar raha hai, so I also want to understand him, and I also want to interact with him or her. That's all.
Great, Minal. Ishal, what do you have to say about it?
I can explain this term friendship as in 4 words: to care for someone. Friendship means to care for someone, because I have experienced the term friendship, because I was in a great friendship a couple of years ago, but I think that friendship means to care for others. But I experienced that my friend, I had a friend, to usne mere sath bahut bada dhoka kiya. Like, we were just great friends, but after some couple of days, uske parents aake ye shikayat kar rahe hain ki Ishal is not letting my daughter to focus on her studies. I was like, what? She was also interested in me, and I was also interested in her. So I think friendship means to care for.
Were you best friends?
We were great friends, and we were also, we interact with each other about our studies too. But I got, matlab mujhe bahut bada dhoka mila friendship mein. So I will say that friendship means to care for others. You have to care for others.
I would say it was just a first step to know the world, you know.
Yes.
And that's nothing to be sad about. There would be great people. You would interact with them. You would meet great people, inshallah. So, yeah, Tabi, what would you say about friendship?
First, I would like to say, Ishal, welcome to the snakes party. Friends, you know, you don't find friendship that easily. Well, friendship for me, if I put myself in the situation I am right now, means to support, to understand, to be there for each other, not giving gifts to each other, throwing parties and all. But first of all, I'll tell you what happened with me is one time I was so upset. I was very upset. The situation was very personal. I was very upset and I was thinking to do something bad with myself. Okay? Very, very toxic. I'm telling you this. But I was thinking to do it. I opened my phone. I went in my contacts. There were like almost 500 contacts maybe. I was swapping through my numbers. There was my mom's number, my sister's number, lots of my friends' number. I was confused who to call. I was crying badly. I was who to call. And there was only one friend who I trusted who will not judge me or tell me that you are wrong or tell me the situation is wrong or tell me the other person is wrong, but is going to be there for me, pick up my call, and she will talk me out of it. You know, I knew she will talk me out of it. So this is what friendship is. For her, I am the one. She can call me anytime and tell me, and she will not judge me. I will not judge her. Judging in a friendship is not what you want. So I believe a friendship comes apart from all rules. You, one person should be there for another. That's all. In any situation, any mood, any anxiety, anything. If I'm in the worst situation than her, she should be there. If she's in the worst situation than me, I should be there. This is what I think.
I totally agree to your point. And I would just add things that when we are young, friendship means different to us. But you know, what friendship meant to me is that one friend is one. And this is all about it. Like, we just have best friend, and that's the person who we can count on, who we can call anytime, message. But now when I'm growing up, I have realized that friendship is beyond that, you know. Ek dost nahi hota ya teen char dost nahi hote. There are different friends can mean different to you. You know, there can be friend who you love to watch movie with. They can be friend who you love to hang out with. So friendship is a broad like meaning for me, at least for me. So yeah, great. So I would give another it's not a term, it's a scenario. So what would you do if you have to organize an event? It can be a party, anything. So what will you do, Ishal? I would ask you about it.
So for arranging a party, I just love music. So I will hire a DJ for that, and the lightning to attract my guests. Agar mere guests khush hain, to main bhi khush hoon unse. And the food should be proper. Ki kisi ko koi shikayat na ho, ki koi bhi isme koi galti na nikale. Because I am very particular about my guests. Ki mere guests mein koi naraaz ho ke na jaye. And organizing a party is a very hard task. Matlab ki har cheez ko balance rakhna padta hai, kyunki aap hi us waqt sab kuch wo kar rahe hote ho. So, and the one thing to be very relaxed. Jab party karni hoti, so you have to be relaxed, kyunki aapko pata hota hai aapko bahut sare kaam karne hain, but you should be relaxed ki aapko bas apne aap ko aage balance le chale aur kisi bhi kaam ko ulta seedha na ho jaye.
While you were telling me your plans, I was thinking about the cost.
Exactly. I was thinking, how is she earning so much that she's hiring a DJ? How
I was like, yeah, DJ itne lega, ye itna hoga, ye itna. Exactly. I was just counting cost of that.
You are a clear difference in teenage and adult right now.
Yeah. Like when she said relax hona hota, I'm like, yeah. And then bear karni hoti hai cost.
Exactly.
So yeah, Minal, what will you do while arranging a party?
Actually, I love to organize pajama parties, so I would like to tell about a pajama party. So I'll just invite my friends in as a teen. I just love pink color, so I will just decorate my room in the same way. And I'll invite all my friends and the party, which would be perfect. I'll arrange all the things that will be needed in the party. Obviously, music is the main part, and music with facials, manicures, and all the things that girls enjoy as a teen. We just enjoy these things like movies and all, and the food like chocolates, popcorns, and everything like that.
Great, Minal. That seems an amazing party. I would want you to invite me, please.
Me, please.
So
you're the first in the list.
So thank you so much. So, what do you have to say, Tabi?
Their parties were bomb. I don't know if I'm going in there or not. Khair, for me, a party is... It's not a party. For me, I would like to arrange an event for the person I love, for the person I care for, rather than getting along with people who are not available for us emotionally or physically in anywhere of life. I don't want to entertain them. So with the person I love, I would like to arrange... First, I will look at my budget. First thing first, you can never ignore budget. I will look at the budget, and according to that, whether it's in the house, in the kitchen, in the room, in the drawing room, or on top of the terrace, I will go, you know, I will arrange a very intimate kind of event. I like intimate events. I will arrange intimate event. So I believe intimate event for the loved ones are the best time you can spend. You are relaxed, you are happy, your loved one is happy, you are happy. Everything is perfect. So I guess I will just go with an intimate event in going into my budget, not going exceeding from my budget actually.
That's great. That's great. And that's too practical. So yeah. So it was really, really, really great having you guys. I would just conclude this episode on the point that I would ask Tabir because she is the eldest amongst us. So Tabir, do you think that personality change hoti hai? Jo ye teenager aur adult ka jo transform hota hai, how is that? Because I think you have gone through it, or tumne dekha hoga, you are also married, you are young and you are married. So how is it all? And what would you like to advise as being the eldest?
Well, I guess there is difference. Like right now in front of me, there are three different people sitting, different ages, you know. So I would say ke for me, when I was in school, I was a different person. When I came into a college, I was a different person. I evolved. Eventually, the situations changed. The things changed. Everything changed. So, you know, I believe it's changed. And after shaadi, whether you're young or old, you mature very nicely. This is what I would say. You will also mature after marriage. I'm telling you this. It's a piece of advice. You all will mature after shaadi. So, don't worry right now.
So for now, we should just chill and enjoy and be a little bit of practical. So yeah, so that was just an inside joke with my practicality part. So thank you so much, Ishal, Minal and Tabir, once again. It was great having you. So this was the last episode for this season. Stay safe. Thank you so much.